This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reminding us about the cost of defiance. Webster defines the word defiance as open resistance, bold disobedience. I think this word succinctly describes those who choose to blatantly and openly disregard those measures that help to reduce the spread of the coronavirus. Wearing a mask and social distancing have proven time and time again to reduce the spread, yet there are some who defy this very fact. A case in point involves Governor Abbott of Texas. Initially, Governor Abbott resisted calls to mandate that Texans wear face masks, and he even banned some local counties from requiring masks. But since the cases and hospitalizations in Texas have skyrocketed, he has done an about-face and is now requiring nearly all Texans to wear masks in public. Think about the cases that could have been avoided if he had not defied the facts in the first place. When I turn to the scriptures, I recall when the prophet Elijah scolded the Israelites for defying God to follow Baal, the false god. Elijah held a contest and said, whichever God set fire to the wood would be the true God. The Israelites defied God. They cried out before Baal and even danced before him, but Baal did not set fire to the wood. Yet when Elijah prayed before God, in an instant, fire flashed down from heaven and the wood was set afire. That's what I call a drop the mic lesson. Is there an area in your life where you are defying the facts? If so, remember these words, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:32. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, think truth.